Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So years ago when the COVID pandemic happened and people were wondering why we didn't have a lot of transparency with labs, one suggestion I had is because there were more of them, that labs may have some protocols that are not necessarily under the microscope. And once you have a World Health Organization call out to all the labs, all right, everybody pony up what you're doing, which should be done anyway, you notice that many people in glass houses didn't throw a lot of stones. And I think that's one of the reasons why there was such a delay on us finally concluding that COVID most likely came from a lab leak. Any of us that understood how the first SARS outbreak happened and saw the Singapore report saying it was a leak and then seeing a leak happen two years later out of a China lab with SARS, wouldn't be surprised and weren't surprised that this was another leak. But it's taken almost 4 years from the time of the leak for finally the community to accept it, even though none of us got an apology for being accused of misinformation when we brought it up. Well, I had said the reason why this is an issue, not because we want to go after Republicans or Democrats or go after China, is if this one lab got caught, how do we know there's not another lab out there? So recently in the news, apparently, I think it was during the spring, there was a building that had a hose sticking out of it. And one of the code inspectors was driving by going, why does that building have a hose? Well, after investigating it, it turns out it was an illegal biolab, a lab with no licenses, running illegal experiments with biohazards. And what they found was pretty astonishing. They found dead mice. One room had 1,000 inhumanely stored white lab mice, 200 of which were already dead. According to Department of Public Health Joe Prado, now this is the Fresno County Department of Public Health. This was found in Fresno, California. Fresno, California is kind of in the center inland. Nice city, beautiful city, kind of roughly Central California. They said that they were conducting tests on the mice that would help develop COVID test kits found on the site. Mr. Prado said they were utilizing lab mice to see whether or not the COVID test kits were actually testing for COVID. Now, there were also pathogens, bacterial pathogens, viral pathogens, HIV, chlamydia, E. coli, strep pneumonia, hepatitis B and C, herpes 1, herpes 5, rubella, malaria, according to reports, as well as many unlabeled chemicals. And, of course, COVID was there. Now, you look at this, and I'm looking at some of the pictures. This is not a lab. This looks like some warehouse. And, like, some high school students trying to do some scientific experiments and finding a little space on a table amid all the video games and crap to do some of their work. It is not what would be a standardized lab, especially working with pathogens. And so investigators found refrigerators and freezers with blood and containers named serum or plasma. The officials were tasked with determining the provenance of the mysterious lab. It looks like it was run by Prestige Biotech. Now, Prestige Biotech, these reports are saying, is registered in Las Vegas. But they were hearing it's a dummy company for people out of China, where it's linked to China. Now, I don't believe this is linked to Prestige Biopharma. Prestige Biopharma is a pharmaceutical company that is linked with South Korea and Singapore. This is Prestige Biotech. You can't find a lot on it. And that, unfortunately, that's what these people do. They come up with a name that sounds similar to something else so they can hide under the radar. So officials now are obviously looking at why this existed, why there were biologicals, pathogens, and what they were doing. And I'm very, very frustrated that it took this long. Who knows how many years this has been working. But we are at very, very high risk of a pathogen, or as the World Health Organization said, Syndrome X, or Super Pathogen X, that could come and take us out because we are not using proper ethics and proper codes of ethics when it comes to labs and when it comes to pathogens. Now, when we spoke about the war of the science war, where we, if somebody has a bioweapon, we need to have a bioweapon and learn it and then figure out an antidote or a vaccine. And so there's no doubt there are labs in America that have COVID. There's labs in America that have HIV. But they're CDC-run labs. Or there are labs, these are labs that have to report to a central overseeing organization. These labs are also frequently inspected. When I worked for the EPA, that lab had to be in ship-shop shape, cover my list, if I was ever to say ship-shop, all protocols covered, ready for inspection at any time, because if not, then your data is flawed. Your research would have to be thrown out if the lab was contaminated or if something wasn't done right or done to protocol. If you're using an expired syringe, let's say, or pipette, or something that wasn't properly cleaned, you can't trust the data. So if you're really in the sciences, you want the inspections. You want to know that everything is up and up, because the last thing you want is to lose millions of dollars of research and lose your reputation of having proper scientific findings that are valid. Is this lab trying to make extra COVID tests? What's going on? So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if there were more. 1-877-DAP-VALLEY. Don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I had applied a while back for some part-time teaching. I teach students online, and I saw a university needed some help, so I sent my information, and I noticed months later that my application was incomplete. I'm like, well, that's odd. It said it was complete when it was done. So I click on a button, and they said, please answer the following questions. These are voluntary, but if they were voluntary, why was my application still in review or incomplete? And one question was my gender. One question was my ethnicity. And the other was my sexuality. They asked if I was straight, gay, bisexual, and a whole bunch of different terms. So now I'm a woman. They also want to know my pronouns. So my pronouns are she and her. And I get how a university would ask the pronouns because they don't want to misgender somebody. And then I said I was straight. That I found odd, that a school needed to know my sexual orientation. That was very, it's a university, very odd. I've never been asked if I was straight or lesbian or bisexual. I'm straight, but on a job application. And the reason why I was never asked that is because you weren't allowed to. That was discrimination. Was line violation bringing up sex. And here we are with now job applications. Even though it said voluntary, my application was in limbo because I didn't complete those questions. So, you know, and I have family members that are on the LGBTQA+ spectrum, and, you know, they had years ago been afraid to put something in writing because they didn't know if that would come back to haunt them. And then I kind of had that same fear saying I was straight. Nobody should be asked that question. Our sexual orientation is supposed to be pretty private. And by the way, it could all, look at Anne Hetch, may she rest in peace. She had a relationship with Ellen DeGeneres. I think she had a relationship with a man before her, then Ellen. Then she went back, got married to a man. What, does it matter? It's whoever somebody wants to be with. Why would a job for a university ask me that? Is it because they have to prove that they have a diverse staff who include people on the LGBTQA+ spectrum? I thought sex and discussions of sex and identifying somebody and valuing their employment worth is not supposed to depend on their genitalia or how they use it. I found that very odd. But that's what they're asking. One of you had asked when you were getting turned down from jobs if you should consider, you know, changing your gender or your gender, and then somebody else had brought up race. Now, that's interesting. I told you, what I don't want is if people feel like they can't get a job without being one demographic or another, it starts to hurt the whole idea of treating everybody equal. Now, we're seeing this with medical schools. Because medical schools and affirmative action, based on the Supreme Court ruling, affirmative action to get into colleges or work is not constitutional. What many institutions are doing, law schools, medical schools, is, well, on your personal statement, let us know who you are and how underserved you've been in your personal statement. Now, the personal statement for medical school, I can't speak for law school, but the personal statement for medical school was supposed to show how committed you were to studying, to long hours, to the field of medicine. You weren't just going into medicine to look for a spouse. And why you're into medicine. Because prior, you know, during interviews and things like that, they would try to glean out people just doing it for the money. But that changed. And I told students, I go, if you're ever asked, you know, why are you going into medicine? Is it just for the money? You could say, trust me, there are plenty more jobs out there more lucrative than medicine. So it means I really, really want to be here. That's what the personal statement is for. Personal statement is for identifying who's a phony and who really, really wants to be in medicine and devote their life and help their community and teach patients and you'll be an educator and be a healer. Now, though, the personal statement is a way where colleges can find diversity. The problem is, which I'm concerned about, is now the personal statement is because they all say, well, tell us your story. What did you have to overcome to get into medical school? Why you were underserved, why you are in a marginalized population? So you're starting to see more, well, I was raped, well, I was attacked, well, I was assaulted, I was abused, I was, and if every personal statement has all, then how do the medical schools figure out who's going to, you know, what originally the personal statement was supposed to be for? Now, and I see what medical schools do. They highlight a student. And they highlight a student saying, this person was, you know, involved in this war. This person overcame this. This person, you know, and it's, you know, it's beautiful when you see somebody be able to overcome such tragedy and be, and, you know, find success. And, but now they're just looking for people with tragedy. Well, then I had one student say, look, I don't know if anything, I might have been abused, I might have been, what do I write? This isn't supposed to be a peeing contest of who had a rougher life, but it's turning into that. Now, people with rough lives can still be good doctors. I mean, I consider I had a childhood that was still pretty rough. That I think you could, no matter what your background is, you could become a good fine professional. And I love the fact that there are opportunities for everybody these days. But it's starting to turn into a, how much of a victim are you? And based on your victimization score, in fact, I think one school is using a score. It's they don't call it a victimization score, but a hardship score. Well, then everybody's going to say they had hardship. And then if somebody really wants to get into medical school bad enough, they could, you know, fabricate the abuse that they endured. Oh, yeah, my boyfriend raped me multiple times. I was beat by my father. I was, you know, and the family's like, excuse me, what? What? I need to get into medical school. I'm not sure what the answer is. Now, people have asked, can you identify as another race? If people identify as a female or a male, despite what they're born biologically with, can you identify as another race? If you have grown up in a Latina family, and you have lived in that culture, and you've lived in, you know, Latin America, and you've been adopted by a family, are you allowed to say you identify with the Hispanics or Latinos? Or do you still have to say you're white? Well, somebody would say no, because biologically it goes by biology. Well, so it's interesting to see if where this is going. You know, I don't recommend anybody try and change their race to get a job. But somebody had asked, they go, how are they going to doubt me? If I put on my application, what are they going to do? Make me take a genetic test? And so are we going to have people lie because they can't get a job? And then again, that hurts the population you're trying to help. So it's a little bit of a mess right now. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
USA News Update. A suspected serial killer appearing in court this afternoon in Long Island.
Well, the judge is expected to hear from both the defense and prosecution side. Rex Huerman previously pleaded not guilty to charges connected to the murder of three women whose bodies were found in the area of Gilgo Beach more than a decade ago. Authorities argue they have DNA evidence against Huerman and recovered more evidence at his Massapequa Park home. Huerman's lawyer points to his client's lack of a criminal record when arguing that he was not involved.
The U.S. says it isn't encouraging or enabling military strikes outside Ukraine's borders. More high temps in store across the southern U.S. this week, with tens of millions of Americans remaining under heat alerts. Carlos de Oliveira, the property manager of Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate, making his first appearance in a Miami courtroom yesterday. Corey Myers, USA News.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so while everybody's kind of talking about Barbie, I still haven't seen it. One of my family members went to see it and said, yeah, you know, it was cute, but it was really, really, you know, anti-man, anti-the-patriarchy, and it's, you know, they kind of really message down, even though I'm a little confused because, you know, Barbie was promoted a lot in female circles, which I thought insulted women. So I think, you know, were they blaming men for Barbie? I'm a little confused by that. But what somebody had brought up and sent me, which is interesting, is the Ken doll, which we all kind of made fun of and was like, yeah, all right, now this is the typical guy. That Hollywood and society is trying to bring back Ken and redefine what a man should be. More like Ken in the movie. Ryan Gosling portrayed him washboard stomach, good looking, could sing, could dance, had vulnerabilities, had inferiorities to the women. And I don't know if that necessarily is what Hollywood is trying to do, but we do have this movement for a while now to get away from the macho Marlboro man, the hunters, the bodybuilders, these Arnold Schwarzenegger, Jean-Claude Van Damme, Bruce Willis, Sylvester Stallone men, to the more, you know, less macho. And a term called toxic masculinity has pervaded to scare individuals from leaning more towards the macho side. Now, I'm very mixed on how we should look at what a woman should be or what a man should be, because I, on one end, I love the fact that my husband is one of those macho guys where, you know, if there's a spider, he's the one to kill it. If there's something that needs to be lifted, he's the one to do it. If I don't know how to do something, he comes in and saves the day. I love that. I love that. Trust me, I could save the day with a variety of other things. But, you know, he fishes and hunts and carpentry, and he could do everything. And if, God forbid, we get hit by an asteroid or have some major calamity that befalls this Earth, I feel like he could protect the family. I feel like he can survive, find us food, and do what needs to be done. Do all men have to do that, though? I think all humans should be able to. I couldn't stand the fact that women are like, no, you don't, you do home ec, yet guys do shop. I wanted to do shop. I think all humans should have survival skills, should be able to kill the spider, take care of the snake, fish, take care of their young. In many animal species, it's the female that does most of the hunting. So, I see why we don't want those stereotypes where it's only the guy that does that. The other thing that I noticed is I had friends who didn't really fit that macho guy. They might have been less muscular. They might have been shorter. They might have been more sensitive. They might have had more intellect than brawn. That's okay. They're still a guy. And one of my friends said, people don't think of me as a guy because I can't do everything that so-and-so. Oh, no, you are a guy. Trust me. You are. I mean, that's who you are. It doesn't always have to be these societal Hollywood movie norms. What I don't, though, want is this trend to, well, don't hunt, don't fish, don't camp, don't learn how to build a fire, don't do things yourself or trust tech, because otherwise you're acting macho and that could be toxic. We need in society not a perfect men, but a variety of men, just like a variety of women. Well, I mean, society likes to have some of these Barbie beautiful bombshells, but society also likes the moms that, you know, the women that might not necessarily care about getting their fingernails dirty or breaking a nail and, I mean, you know, putting the furniture together. These stereotypes are finally going away. But my problem is it's starting to go the other way. I think they're trying to force the new guy to be somebody that's very... In fact, I'm looking at articles now, how to become less masculine. Well, be more vulnerable. Show your vulnerabilities. Check yourself when you start to speak with profound confidence. Start the conversation by, well, of all the opinions, my opinion is, and maybe that might work in some circles, but remember, the human race, the primary goal of the human race is to stay alive and not go extinct. And there are different strokes for different folks. There are some individuals who will have no problem propagating and making progeny if they get a macho man or a beauty. There's others that are fine with the more sensitive and vulnerable. By the way, every macho guy I know does have sensitivities and is macho. They might not eat a salad, which I think could hurt them because they need to eat more vegetables, but everybody has vulnerabilities and sensitivity. So do we go with the more, you know, I'm like one of you, I'm more feminine, I'm can relate to the girls, or do we want that separation? You know, I told my husband when we first got married, do stuff with the guys. Okay, don't just always do stuff with me. If you want to go camping, if you want to do, you got to have time with the guys. You need to do that. Now, I don't really have a lot of time with the ladies. Most of my friends are guys, too. But I think it's really, really important to still, you know, do what you want to do and build the skills that you want to have. You know, it used to be a man was based on his worth, either what money he had or what skills he could do. I don't want to diminish the importance of having skills and mislabeling that as toxic masculinity. And so, you know, is Barbie really trying to put out the new guy as supposed to be like a Ken, or is it just supposed to be a fun movie? I understand there's political undertones to everything right now, but when you look at the three big movies of the weekend, Oppenheimer, Barbie, and Mission Impossible, you got the Tom Cruise, Mission Impossible, macho type, you know, I could fling off a mountain in a motorcycle. You got the Oppenheimer dude, which is about intellect and I guess satisfying the ladies. And then you have the Ken, who's vulnerable, sensitive, and wants to be with his betrothed. Honestly, society is full of all sorts of men and women. There is no perfect man. There is no perfect woman. Barbie was supposed to be the perfect woman. No, it's not. There is no perfect woman. To me, I think a perfect woman is somebody that puts up with your crap, right? Now, that could get along with the in-laws, which I get. Like I said, perfect, we don't have a lot of perfect. You know, somebody that, you know, if they want kids, raises them and doesn't blow them off. Somebody who can be independent as well. And so for some women that works, for some women it doesn't. But there's no, let's get out of this whole idea of a perfect man or a perfect woman. 1-877-DOLLARS.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of us do not exercise like we should, or we don't exercise at all. And even though I've exercised every day since I was 13, even when I was on bed rest or post-op, I would still do some sort of exercise. It wasn't a full-on gym workout, but I just kind of had to become very obsessed with exercise, or I would really gain weight. I still gained weight no matter what, because in my family, the genetics are horrible from that. But I tried to figure out ways to exercise to still stay active, even when I couldn't. But did I ever try to talk myself out of it? Well, I don't have to work out today because I did this. You know what? I'm tired. Maybe I'll start working out tomorrow. Well, if I can't go to the gym, it's not a real workout, so what's the point? Yeah, I'm human. I've said those same things to myself. And so we have a huge population that doesn't exercise. And when you look at a 24-hour day, especially if we sleep maybe 7 to 9 hours of it, you would think there's plenty of time to get in a 30-minute workout. even a 20-minute workout or a 10-minute workout. But many people don't. And I'm not judging, but I get it. It kind of takes a lot to change your routine and get into workout clothes and stretch. And for some people, it's just too much of a commitment. Well, I had told you for years that you don't necessarily have to get undressed, go to the gym, hit the showers, hit the sauna, and do a whole 2-3 hour event every day. You could do stuff at the house. And you don't even have to change your clothes if you don't want to. You could just put a song on the radio or on YouTube, one of your favorite songs, and dance to it. Wiggle around. You could pick up the dog, pick up the cat, dance with them. Meow! Although my cat wouldn't like that. You could walk the dog if it's, oh, it's too hot, and it's, all right, well, then, you know, walk the dog around the house. You could play, you could wrestle with the dog. If you're doing laundry, and the laundry is, let's say, outside, upstairs, or downstairs, or whatever, you could make multiple trips instead of trying to just do one trip. So there are things within the house you could do. And one of my patients had said they may just run in place for a few minutes, but then get tired and be done. That's still better than nothing. And in fact, a study has shown that 4 to 5 minutes of vigorous physical activity does have benefits. It might not be as beneficial as having regular 30-minute workouts every day or hour-long workouts, but they said even some pulse, vigorous physical activity could reduce cancer risk, especially among those who are generally inactive. Now, researchers from the University of Sydney, Australia, analyzed data from 22,398 non-exercising adults averaging 62 years of age who wore activity trackers on their wrists for a 7-day span. Then they looked at cancer-related diagnoses, hospitalizations, and deaths over a period of years that followed. Those who participated in daily vigorous intermittent lifestyle physical activity, or VILPA, for an average of 4.5 minutes per day, had a 32% reduced risk of physical activity-related cancer incidents. This included kidney cancer, bladder, stomach, and lung cancer. And that's based on 6 to 7 years of medical records. So the participants who exercised only 3.4 to 3.6 minutes per day, the risk of cancer reduced by 17 to 18%, but there was still a reduction. Those who received a previous cancer diagnosis were excluded, obviously, from the study. They adjusted for BMI, heart disease history, sleep habits, family cancer history, diet, smoking status, etc. And the lead author, Emmanuel Stematakis, from the Charles Perkins Center at the University of Sydney, said, "We know the majority of middle-aged people don't regularly exercise, which puts them at increased cancer risk. But it's only through the advent of wearable technology like activity trackers that we were able to look at the impact of short bursts of incidental physical activity done as part of daily living." So I have stairs in my house, so I could go up and down the stairs for a few minutes, and that'll count. You know, you could walk or run back and forth in your family room. Touch a wall, run the other side, touch a wall, touch a wall. You know, these are things that count. You don't always necessarily have to be at a gym. I think the gym helps a lot of people, but many people fear going to the gym. There's always younger people there. Sometimes it's a meat market. You're worried that you're touching touching a machine that could be sweaty. You don't want people looking at you. You don't like the smell. There's a lot of reasons why people might not want to go to a gym. Well, if the gym isn't for you, you can do things in your home. The author said it's quite remarkable to see that upping the intensity of daily tasks for as little as 4 to 5 minutes a day done in short bursts of around 1 minute each is linked to an overall reduction in cancer risk by up to 18% and up to 32% for cancer types linked to physical activity. So climbing stairs, carrying heavy grocery bags, completing physical household tasks, walking fast, playing high energy games with children. These are things that you can incorporate. And I understand. You look at healthy people who run and do marathons and do pickleball and tennis and all that. Yes, there are tons of different activities out there you could do. But when the weather starts to cool down, or if you live in an area with some nice weather, go on a hike. You know, we live near a lot of mountains, and some of these mountains, they're a little treacherous, but they give us a really good workout. And some of them have trails already there. I went up the wrong side. I did the more technical side, almost fell a couple times, but it was a good workout. And we met somebody who was in his 60s who said this is his workout. Every day he climbs this mountain. It's called Lone Mountain. I think it's 1,200 feet. I'm not sure how high. But that's his workout every day. He drives, goes to the mountain, walks up it, comes down. He's in ship-shop shape. So first, make sure your heart can handle it. If you've been inactive and then all of a sudden you go from 0 to 90, we want to make sure your heart can handle that type of activity. But don't let that deter you from exercising. Don't say, well, I got to see a cardiologist, and then, oh, it's just too much. Okay, well, then just start walking. You could walk around the house. Let's say you're watching a TV show and there's commercials. Just get up in the commercials and walk back and forth in the room. Sit down again. Watch the next and then do that again. And you could speed up. You could walk a little faster. You could also be carrying some 5-pound weights with you when you do that. And there's little things you could do. And we just have to get back into moving, because before cars, before offices and cubicles, we didn't have the niceties of doing things for us. You had to walk to work. You had to tend at the farm. You had to clean the horse that you were riding up on and using. You had to do a lot of your household chores. There were things that you had to do. You needed a new book. You had to go and walk to the library to get that book, as opposed to at the drop of your fingers be able to catch it online. Same thing, if you wanted to see an opera or a movie, you had to walk and get to the theater or the opera house, right? Or take a carriage. Didn't necessarily have it at the tip of at your fingertips. But little bits of exercise help. Get this out of your head that if you aren't doing an hour-long workout, it doesn't count. It all counts. You got to get up. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies.
Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.